that the water that comes into the faucet and you're sinking everything, is that are those pipes protected against the weather?
Well, not as much as they should be, because we have a little bit of trouble. If it's extremely cold weather, I'm afraid to risk it. They're not covered enough that I'm afraid they might freeze. And it's real cold weather, those on the outside of the house, I turn that faucet just enough that it drips, you know, and as long as that water's running, now dripping just a little, it won't freeze. And I just let them drip all night, or all day if it's freezing.
If the pipes freeze, what happens to
them? Well, they just burst and mess you up. You'll have to get a plumber and get some new pipe, or do the plumbing yourself. And it's just, you're just in a mess. But most of ours is protected. The most of ours under the house we don't have no trouble with them. We hardly have to fool with them in the house, because they run under the house, and we got that stuff that goes down to the ground under the house, that underpinning, we call it, you know, to keep the wind from keep that cold air out from under the house so bad. And they're kind of protected, but we've got some of them that's not protected like they should be on the outside. But with a little work and a little expense, we could fix them. But it's just we just neglect it. Just don't do it. Some people has them wrapped good and never have to even think about them. But that's just kind of curious on us, that we are got them where we have to watch them a little closer than we should.
Well, now, you know, you were telling me yesterday, I think if you mentioned syrup and everything.
Mm-hmm, what?
You mentioned syrup.
Syrup?
I think it came in something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What about molasses?
Well, we used to make it. Just when I first married, I raised cane and raise that sugar cane, you know. You know how it grows, don't you? It just grows up in stalks, you know. Just you plant the stalk, and then from the stalk, a sprig comes up from that stalk, and it makes a sugar cane stalk, you know. And they grow up, they get up 6 foot high. Good cane is 6 or 7 foot high, and all the way from 3 to, well, it's all the way from any size up to as high as it gets. And it's quite a job to make that stuff. You have to plant it, cultivate it, and then it grows blades all over it. It has a big old top on it and blades from top to bottom. And you have to take what we call cane knives, and they call it stripping it. Before you go to make it up, you know, you go down in the patch and strip all those blades off of it and cut the top off of it and cut it down and pile it and then haul it to your syrup mill where they manufacture it. And they have to grind it there. They have an old grinder. The first old mills they used to have that I can remember was by horses. It had some old big iron rollers that was right close together, just close enough together that you could stick a stalk of cane between them, and the horses turning would turn those rollers, and it'd mash the juice out of that stalk. The stalk would just feed on through the mill, and the juice would come out in the barrel. And they had usually they had a place, if they could, they had the vat that they cooked the syrup in below, down the hill. If they had a hill, down the hill from the mill, and they could just have a pipe and just draw the juice into the vat down there from the mill. But if it's level, you had to tote the juice from the barrel at the mill to your vat. And they had a big old tin vat, metal vat, galvanized, or whatever kind of material that they made them out of, that they cooked that syrup in, and had a big old furnace under that vat. The vat is usually about 4 or 5 foot wide and about 10 or 12 foot long. And they had all under it was a big old furnace. And they'd put wood in there, and it'd heat the syrup. And they'd have to be mighty particular about firing that thing and not get it too hot, you know, and burn up that syrup. And you had to stand right over that syrup and dip it and watch it close to keep it from burning. And cook it till it got to, till you made syrup out of it.
But what, how'd you make molasses out of it?
Well, that was molasses. That's what we call molasses.
Is that the same thing?
When you cook all that water out of it and got it to where you could pour, like we used, pour it in the plate and sopping it, you know, or eating it, that's what I always call molasses.
So there's no difference in molasses?
I don't think there's any difference in molasses and syrup. I think it's all the same thing. Just some people call it molasses and some syrup. I think it's all the same product. I don't know of any other way to make molasses out of it.
What color is molasses?